Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Those that may have just seen or heard the score last night, Tom may have thought that it wasn't a very tight game. It certainly was. You played about 95% of the game where you were in the game and it was tight. You played about 95% well on the penalty kill. And do you agree that hockey's maybe the ultimate 100% sport?
Well, I think all sports probably are in their own way, Brian. I can't speak for other sports, but no, you're exactly right. And you know, it's not over till the final buzzer, and there's just a lot of little things that happen in a game that you have to make sure you take care of.
You got beat up in the faceoff circle last night. Is that something that can get fixed in one day?
Well, it better. To me, it's a lot of it's intensity-based, and you're exactly right. They, you know, they took it to us on the dot, and, you know, that obviously that dictates everything from a possession standpoint, Schulze.
I think most people would agree that the Fitzgerald line was maybe the best line on the ice last night. Have you seen what Biss and I have noticed, that every single night they're more and more of a factor?
Well, again, I think they're getting more and more comfortable, and these guys can skate, they can make plays, and they just play with a lot of flair, and they did last night.
What led to the decision to put them back together?
Leo had a great game, as you know, Brian, last Saturday night in Bowling Green. We had him with Mitch Kane and Charlie O'Connor last week, and played so good on Saturday night, and you know, no question he was going to stay in the lineup. So we just said, you know what, we think we're ready to just try those guys back, and I'm glad we did.
More on Tom Ceratori when we return. The Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schulze with Tom Ceratori of the Beavers. Nate Arntz had one of the highest degree of difficulty goals I've seen in a long, long time. It's a special kind of a play. What kind of drills can you run on a daily basis to improve hand-eye coordination for a play like that?
Nothing. That's just there's no drills that do that. That was just that was mind over matter right there, Brian. And that's just good hand-eye coordination. And he got good wood on that shot. There's no question. And plucked it right out of the air, and that thing fell in the back of the net.
Did St. Cloud do anything that you hadn't seen them do on video?
You know, they trap us more. They always trap us. That's probably the biggest thing is, and it's kind of frustrating for us. But we just have to obviously. We have to, you know, not get frustrated ourselves and just try to obviously simplify our game in the neutral zone. And we have to get pucks deep. And that's probably the biggest thing because we want to go. We want to try to play up tempo. And, you know, they take that away and they want to try to obviously, you know, get turnovers and counterattack right there. So they trap more against us than most teams. I don't think there's any question.
You guys did have an awful time getting out of your zone at times in order to get pucks deep. It's one layer at a time, isn't it?
Well, exactly, Schulze. It is one layer at a time. And if you spend too much time in your zone, too much extended time, now you're line changing when you get the puck in the neutral zone, so you never mount an attack.
Three lineup changes tonight. What's led to that?
Well, again, bottom line is some of it is because we have some good players right now who aren't playing, and we need to get those guys some experience. And, you know, it's just sometimes, again, you just have to shake things up when things aren't going well.
One side note, BSC women have had a heck of a start. How proud of you are of former Beaver Jim Scanlon and what they've been able to accomplish?
Well, it's great to see, and Scanny's a good man, and they got a good hockey team right there. And they're beating some good teams too. That's the biggest thing right there. And they're playing with an abundance of confidence, and you know, I'm really happy for the program, and I'm obviously happy for Scanny.
You guys are all on the same wing here on the Sanford Center. When things are going good, it's kind of infectious around here, isn't it?
Well, exactly. You know what I mean? There's no question because you are together. You spend so much time together. And, you know, our job right now is just to try to get off the schneid and win a game right now.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.